Andrew, aerospace engineer, presenter, and we know you from the Great British Bake Off. How are you doing, Andrew?
I'm brilliant.
Good
thank
to
you.
See you. And everybody knows Dr. Niamh Shaw, engineer, scientist, writer, performer, science communicator.
Yes.
Both of you are part of the Festival of Festivals in UCD tomorrow.
Yes.
So what's happening tomorrow?
Oh, there's so much happening for all family, all ages. Every department across the campus is doing something for the general public. But there's face painting, there's music. But we are focusing on the space programme. We've got a number of space activities happening tomorrow. And one of them is baking in space. It's back. We've been doing this for years. It was only COVID that stopped us. Right?
Yeah. Tell us about it, Andrew.
So we want to explore not just what people eat in space and what goes behind it, but our whole thing is bringing together baking and engineering. So I call it baconeering, explaining some of the amazing engineering about how we keep astronauts alive in space. We return them from orbit, but using baked things. So using the everyday that we have in our kitchens to explain the extraordinary of how...
Give me an example.
So one example would be when you come back from space, it gets very warm on re-entry, up to kind of 1600 degrees. The way that we protect astronauts is we use a material with lots of little bubbles, which is exactly the same as when you make a meringue and put it on the outside of a baked Alaska and blowtorch it. The ice cream doesn't melt on the inside. We use that same idea. So that's my whole thing, is taking things that we maybe have seen in the culinary world and explain how they've been used in engineering.
So you're the baking expert.
I get, you could say that, yes.
I just eat it. But we're constantly hearing that baking is science.
Well, yeah, I'm a big believer in that. I think baking's a lot less forgivable, and I think that's why people sometimes they try a complicated recipe, and if you wing it a little bit, it's very easy to get it wrong. Cooking, you can course correct a little bit more along the way, but I've always thought, baking is a precision
job. It's pure chemistry.
Yeah, it's pure chemistry. And I'm just wondering, Andrew, do people take you seriously as an aerospace engineer because you're on the Great British Bake Off? Is there any conflict there?
I tell you what, if you bring brownies into a meeting, people are on site already. Sometimes it's made certain technical discussions a bit easier.
Now, Niamh, we've spoken to you a couple of times over the years.
Yeah, we have.
And you want to get into space.
I do, yes. As a science communicator.
Yes, I do indeed.
And I'll do it.
The opportunities are increasing all the time. Well, that's if Musk and Trump don't fall out completely.
It's so weird. We won't even go there. A couple of weeks ago, you had that all-female suborbital flight.
What do you think of
Katy Perry? Well, I personally think it's brilliant because it just exploded people's awareness of what's going on. Now, everybody had their opinions and everything, but it's really hard to get to that public, and so I was like, yay, brilliant.
Yeah.
It wasn't perfect in terms of its PR, but it gives people like me huge hope because they experience this amazing view of Earth from a distance, and astronauts will tell you how life-changing it is in terms of seeing. We just put labels on everything, Ray, but they don't actually exist. You can't see Canada written from space.
I know, I've read the book Orbital,
it's beautiful.
Have you read it?
It's beautiful.
No.
Oh, it's spectacular.
It's won the Booker Prize.
Yeah, but because you can't, there's no borders.
There's no borders, it's just land,
I'd be very disappointed
clouds.
That I couldn't see the colours. Like on the,
you can't see anything.
Yeah.
So I want to experience that. And as a science communicator, that's the ultimate gig. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so when I saw that, I was like, okay, I just have to get a load of money. That's it. So just write me a check. I'll go.
Right. Or snuggle up to Elon Musk.
Okay. Oh, God.
Okay, raise a lot of money. That's probably
the
better way to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Way easier. Yeah, no, please. Yeah, no.
So you've been doing the show for years and it goes out with a bomb.
Yeah, it goes out brilliantly. We've sold out. We started in 2018. We met, I think, through British Council and the Cheltenham Science Festival, And we said, you know what? And I had been talking about, it would be really interesting to combine a non-science discipline with space. And baking in space the Great British Bake Off was huge at the time. And I was like, we should, and I was saying it to the British Council, we should, bring baking into a space topic. And they went, well, there's this guy. And then,
I wandered into the scene.
Yes.
And then I met Niamh and just thought, what a bundle of amazing energy.
Yeah. And we're both gingers. It's meant to be. Keep it in the family. So we started, we did the Edinburgh Science Festival, then we brought it to Dublin, and then we did a tour in 2019, and then we did it online during the COVID, and we had Helen Sharman join us, the first ever British astronaut. So it's just gone from strength to strength.
And it's UCD tomorrow.
Yes.
Loads of things if you're in the area. Loads of things to do, and I saw the big flags up there, so they're getting into a festival mode. Lads, if you ever travel in space, don't bring anything with crumbs. Isn't that good advice?
That is perfect advice. Gravity is very forgiving. That's all we'll say.